Welcome to the Liberty Church podcast. We pray that as you listen to one of our amazing team bring the word of God, you are encouraged and challenged and that your faith is stirred. To get in touch or for more information about us as a church, head to libertychurchuk.com.
Thank you. I'm thinking of adding that onto my email signature. Gareth Hillier, care for the family, hunk of a man. I'm sure they'll love that, won't they? But hey, how are we doing today? Are we excited? Come on. I like the stage setup because it reminds me a bit of a catwalk, which is exciting. So I'm a bit of a mover, so I'm going to go back and forth. But what are we going to do? If you're a child in this place, you a child, give me a wave. Okay, I would love you to sit with your parents or your grandparents or just a responsible adult, basically. That would be really, really helpful because today, I need you, if I'm perfectly honest. I need the kids because we're talking on a subject which I'm going to be a little bit honest and vulnerable with you right now. It's about numbers, okay? It's about maths. And I'm gonna let you know something. Who has done their GCSEs?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well done. For a different generation, who has done their O levels? Okay. For another generation, who worked down the mines when we all did our GCSEs? Okay. No. So, thank you. So we did GCSEs, and I did GCSEs, and I did okay. Drama, I was very good at. Very good at drama. I was very theatrical, so theatrical that they put me behind the lighting desk, and that's how I did it. But GCSE drama, I did okay. GCSE geography, I did brilliant in. Colouring, thank you, Adam Howard. He also went to Caldecott School. We did colouring for our GCSEs. Anyone else from Caldecott School? Caldecott School alumni, I like it. We're going to be meeting in the far corner after for a cup of tea. But maths GCSE, I'll be honest with you. I don't have a maths GCSE. I am not a numbers kind of guy. I really am not. So today I need your help because this morning we're talking about something called Jesus. We are talking about Jesus. We always talk about Jesus. But we are talking about the maths of the kingdom. There's many numbers there. And I'll need your help because we're going to have a bit of a numbers quiz in a moment. And I need a Carol Vorderman. Who is a Carol Vorderman in this place? Do you know who Carol Vorderman is? Okay, we might not have a Carol Vorderman, but we do have a Carol Attard. I got a little bit confused this morning. Look, she is Carol Vorderman. That's okay. I just need you to look wonderful, which you do. Okay, so we'll need you in a moment. But let me tell you a little bit of a story about this is how not very good I am with numbers. So when I went to Australia, when I came back from Australia, I got a job in St. Joseph's High School, a secondary school. And my job was an inclusion worker, which basically I worked with classes and I worked with children who maybe needed a bit of assistance. And that's where I come in because I was the assister. So, and I remember this one day, we were in this maths GCSE class and this lad, we'll call this lad Brian because I can't remember his name, but we'll call him Brian, okay? And this lad, Brian, he was quite similar to me. Numbers were not his strong point. But he came up to me one day, went, Mr. Hillier, I've done all my maths. Can you check them? Because I'm going to be the first one to get it right before the rest of the class. Because he just went whiz. So he showed me the numbers. I went through it and I said, Brian, that looks brilliant. Brian, great. Go show it to the teacher. So he went up. The class is full, 30 people in there, and I'm sat at the back on the desk, feeling kind of a bit of a naughty boy at the back. And Brian goes up and he goes, sir, look how good I am. I've done my maths and I'm first and it's all right. And sir looked at him and went, in front of the whole class. When Brian, that's wrong. Brian's face, he was not like him, Mr. Hillier. He looked at me and he said, sir, you told me they were all right. And in front of the whole class, I said, Brian, I haven't got a maths GCSE. Don't listen to me. So that is how poor I am with numbers. But we're going to do a bit of a numbers quiz, okay? A bit of a numbers quiz. So what we're going to do, can I have my other glamorous assistant? What should we call you?
Flo.
flow. Thank you. Lovely. Bring it up. Cara Vorderman, come join me. Give it up for Cara Vorderman. As you're coming, Carol, what's 2 + 2? 5. Brilliant. Oh, great. Okay. So, Cara Vorderman, your role is simply... You're going to give eggs and chocolates to people who get it right. Wonderful. You can do that, can't you, Carol? Okay, she thought she was going to do numbers. She was bringing a calculator. She was asking for fingers and toes. But we'll use the whiteboard in a moment. But for this, I need the box of chocolates. So in a moment, up on the screen is going to come a mathematical question. Okay, I want you to work it out. No cheating. Dina, Kobe, can you talk to your wife, please? Put your phone away. No calculator. Oh, sorry. You're messaging, are you? Okay. Oh, you're writing notes. Brilliant. The Maths of the Kingdom is the title. Okay. So no calculator. Okay. Well, oh, I see a fellow. No, you're not Calvin. I thought it was Calvin. But no, that's Matt Whiteway. Okay. So we're going to have a maths quiz. When you get the answer right, I want you to wave to me or shout out the number. And if I think you've got it right, we'll give you a chocolate. Oh. We've got a couple of teachers in the house. So I'm looking over in this section. It's good. Come on, represent the teachers. It's good. Okay, first question, Sue. 472 plus 124. Oh, Mr. Van Staden? Oh, okay. 596. Let's have a little drum roll, please. Yes! You can give a chocolate to Mr. Ken Van Staden. Okay, brilliant. Doesn't need chocolate. Oh, he's giving it away. Okay, thank you. Okay, next question. 324 plus 251. Okay, Robbie. 575. Is it? Let's have a little look. Yes, it is. Give it to a young man there. I like it. Okay, next question. 6 + 1. sorry, I couldn't hear you then, pardon. Seven! Thank you. Seven! Okay, next question. 14 minus 6. Finley. Is it 8? 8. Cara Vorderman over there. Finley, thank you. Pendleton. Victoria Pendleton, I like it. Okay, next one. Ooh, 533 minus 416. Oh, Tracy Cooper, let's go. 117. It is. Okay. I think we're going to take it up a notch in a moment. We'll have a little look. Okay, next question. Ooh. 811 plus
153. 964.
Ooh, it could be. Let's have a little look. 964. What a genius. I love it. I thought it was 5, but hey-ho. Okay, let's bring this into land. Let's see a couple more questions. Okay, 443 plus 35. Okay, Odez. Oh. 478. Yes! Karen, that's good. You work in a school, is that right? Yeah, okay, good. Okay, I'm going to look over this side. I've been neglecting you. I do apologise. Okay, next question. 2 + 4? 6. Come on, the Howards. Okay. 10 - 7?
3.
Okay, I think we are now taking it up a notch. Let's have a little look. Okay. 246 plus 123. 369? Oh, my. How do you get this? Are you getting these? 300? Oh, my goodness. Okay, next one. Okay. All right. You thought I was being too kind. Okay. For this, if you work for an education establishment, a.k.a. a school, give me a wave. Just reminding you, you are in church and we do not lie. If you work in an educational establishment, a.k.a. a school, give me a wave. Thank you. Give me a wave, please. Both, thank you. Thank you over there. Okay. 169 times 463. Okay. Come on. Can you just put your hands in the air? Praise Jesus. We'll be having words after. Okay, who's going to give me an answer? I'm not going calculator. Do you know?
Four.
We'll come back to you. Oh, go on, Jim. 8,427. Let's have a little look. Oh, 7,827. Excuse me. I thought we operated grace and kindness in this church. Not shaming me for my inadequacy about mathematics. Okay. Wrong. Last question. Let's go. 80 times 1, 2, 3. No, Mr. Donaldson. 9840. Let's have a look. Yes! Nick Donaldson, a.k.a. Carol Vorderman in the house. Thank you. Okay. Tyson Fury. Oh, gosh. All right. Far too much fun. Okay. That's about the numbers, okay? The mass of the kingdom. But today, this morning, I don't just want to talk about my lack of number skill. I don't just want to talk about how incredibly clever you all are and put me to shame. But what I want to talk about this morning is about this idea of generosity, okay? Because as a church and as individuals, we should be known for many things in our life, but generosity is one of them. Yeah. The Bible is full of stories to encourage us to be generous. And as people, I want to be known, not just for what I do. I love what I get to do, but I want people to know that I am a generous person. Not because of me, but because I am loved so much by Jesus that out of the overflow, when I know who I am and when I know how much I have, and it's not about the physical things, but when I realize how much I have in my life and who I am, I can't help but be generous. And that mark should be on us as individuals. And we have been given much, but often we may look and think we have little. But everything we have has potential. Everything we have, everything we are as people, has a multiplying potential. And it has kingdom potential. So often we look at the little and we think, well, that little will get me this. But actually, when we look at the little through the eyes of the kingdom, that little has so much impact and it has kingdom impact. We have been so given so much. Our generosity can have eternal impact. We as a people are called to be a generous people. But it's not just about being generous with our money or our finances, but it's with our time and it's with our words. So let me ask this question. Who this week has had a brilliant week?
Me.
You? Yes, good. We've had so. Who hasn't had such a great week? I'm looking for such a great week. I see that hand, Mr. Kobe Poku. Kobe, come here. I know you're sitting on the floor. Let's give it up for Mr. Kobe Poku. Okay. Come here, my friend. So you put your hand. I saw a little hand. I thought you were stroking Graham's head at one point.
Yeah, I was.
But you were putting your hand out. So you said you haven't had the greatest week, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do, I want you to leave this building.
Wow.
Because you haven't had a great week. Shut the door behind you. And I'll send out maybe one of my carols in a minute to get you, okay? Just go have a seat, mate. Just have 2 minutes of rest, okay? You deserve it. Shut the door behind you. Say bye to Mr. Kobe Poku.
Bye, Kobe.
Okay. So I was chatting to Kobe last night. And I've seen him a bit this week. And as we were chatting last night, he kind of was saying that he hasn't had the greatest week. And we don't need to go into too much into that week. But what I want us to do, okay? We're all people who are here today, and we are called to encourage one another. We are called to bring the hope of Jesus to people's lives. So Kobe's kind of sharing, oh, I haven't had a great week. It hasn't been the worst week, but it's been a bit of a challenge. What I want us to do is, I want us maybe with our kids or whoever you're sitting by, 20 seconds, I want you to think of something we could encourage Kobe with. Maybe it's a word. Maybe it's just simple. But we're going to fill this whiteboard, okay? Maybe it's just there, like, you are loved or you are valuable or we love you. Just, I want you to have a little think, okay? 20 seconds, just think. What are some encouragements that we can bring to Kobe today? Because he's come in kind of feeling one way, but we want him to leave knowing that he's not alone today, okay? Okay, so give me some words. Awesome, okay. You are awesome. Give me some others, come on. God loves you, I love it. Okay. Ken Van Salen, what did you say, friend? You have a presence, come on. Okay. Have a presence. Don't worry if you can't read it. Come on, give me some more. Shake them out, come on. Come on, I love it. Joy of the Lord is strength. Do we believe that, church? Come on, we'll write joy. Come on, give me some more. Oh, Dad. Carl, tell me. Makes best curry. Come on. Curry, I love it. Okay. Come on, give me some more words. I've got, let's go. Hardworking, come on. Okay. What's that? The mum's laughing, so we won't go there. Come on, Graham Riley. Oh. My wife used that line on me once. Smile lights up a room. I love it. Okay. Hunk of a man. Okay. Okay. One chosen. I love it. Go on then, Zori. Servant hearted. Brilliant. Come on. Trust the Lord. Servant hearted. Okay. What we're gonna do here? So let me just. Oh, go on. Give me one more word. Friendly, I love it. He is friendly. Okay, so on here, we've got, he's awesome, that God loves you, that trust the Lord, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He's friendly, he's hardworking. The smile lights up the room. He's chosen. He's a hunk of a man. There's some encouragement there. So what I'm going to do, okay, Danny, could you get me that spare chair and pull it there for me? Is that okay? So what we're going to do in a moment, all right? Going to bring Kobe up on stage, okay? And what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you this board. Don't worry if you can't read it all. We know what we've encouraged him. As I show when he's sitting there, I want you literally to raise the roof, okay? I want you literally just go crazy because this is truth. This is not just words. This is truth what God is saying over Kobe today. This is truth that what God is saying over us as a people. So what I want you to do, I just want you to go crazy because you'll see it. Then we'll see where we go from there, okay? Can we do this? Come on. Okay, Kobe Poku. He's on the toilet. Is he really? Kobe, okay, give it up for Mr. Kobe Poku. Okay. All right, sit down. Okay. All right, so Kobe, one moment, okay. So Kobe, we've been having a chat, okay? So we want to let you know something. I'm just going to show these guys something, okay? Are we ready? Okay, I'm showing you the board. Come on. Okay, all right, okay. All right, okay. Now, you can do a little bit better than that because that's truth, isn't it? We believe that about Kobe. Do we believe it? Let's get up on your feet. Come on. Let's get up on our feet because do you know what? Mr. Kobe Poku right now needs to hear some of these things. Okay, you can take your seat. So, Kobe, do you love what I've written on the board?
Yes.
Do you? What have I written? What have I written on the board?
Kobe's good.
No, don't make up things. What have I written on the board, Kobe? You don't know, do you? You don't know. Okay, Kobe does not know what is on the board right now. But what we've just done as a group of people, we've been generous with our words. We've encouraged, but the reality is, so often, we keep it to ourselves. Those words of encouragement, there is no point being put on this board and with Kobe sitting behind because he's not hearing them. There's so much potential in each and every one of us, but the potential needs to be acted on. Those words have the potential to change his day. Those words have the potential to point him to Jesus, but they only have the potential when we speak them over him. See, so often we're not generous. Like, we're not just talking about money, we're talking about our words, we're talking about our time. And God is saying, come on, people, what I've put in you is not just for you, it has the potential to change somebody's life. So, Kobe, come here. You're not going to be able to read my writing. But while you were right there, mate, me and my friends, here you can come. We just wrote on the board, and we want to let you know a couple of things today. This is what people really believe about you. They want you to know you're awesome. They want you to know that God loves you. They want you to know you have a presence when you come in a room. Your smile lights up the room. You make a good curry. You're friendly. The joy of the Lord is your strength, buddy. They want you to know to trust in the Lord, even when it doesn't look good. Trust in him. Somebody, I'll let you guess, wants you to know you're a hunk of a man. But we also want you to know, buddy, it wasn't me. We also want you to know, bro, you are chosen. So even though sometimes we feel like we're not this, we could write a board. I could have asked Kobe to write a list of words he's feeling right now or this week, and it could have looked completely opposite to this. But as we as a group of people have come in and realized we're going to be generous, realize there's potential in our words, there's potential in us, and it's not just meant to be put on a board. It's actually meant to encourage and uplift and point this guy to Jesus. So give it up to Kobe. So we are called to be a generous people. We are called to understand that everything we have, whether we think it's little or big, whether we thought those words had impact or not had impact, they all have potential, and the potential is to point people to Jesus. The potential is eternal impact. Because I can guarantee this afternoon, as much as we laugh about that, Kobe will think about some of those words today. Kobe will realize that the Lord, he can trust him, that the joy of the Lord is his strength, that somebody thinks he's a hunk of a man, that somebody thinks his smile lights up a room, they encourage. But you could have come into this place thinking those things today. But each and every word has a potential to have an eternal impact. So the master of the kingdom, Luke 16, verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. As we trust, as we are faithful with that little, whether that is resource, whether that's that little gap in our diary because life is busy, or whether it's with our words, I believe that God sees that and goes, there's a group of people who are seeing the potential in the little, and the potential of what they've got is not just for them, it's for other people. The potential of everything we have, of your life, is always about others. It's always about the kingdom. Don't neglect your little, as it has potential in the kingdom. Don't write yourself off today, because there is kingdom potential in each and every person in this place today. From the youngest to the oldest. I loved that we literally had the youngest to the oldest shouting out those words today. We all have potential to be able to have eternal impact. What we have right now, whether it's time, whether it's resource, whether it's our house, whatever we have right now, do we always want more, or do we understand that everything we have is a gift from above and it has potential? When we think it's not enough or we're not enough, we are always wanting more. So often we're talking right now about resource or we're talking about time. But so often we look at ourselves and we go, I'm not much. I'm not enough. But when we approach it like that, we're actually disregarding the potential that God has put in each and every one of us. Can I take this point today to tell us that you are enough? That there is so much potential, not just for you and for your family, but there is eternal and kingdom potential in each and every person, whether we think we have it or not. When we think it's not enough, we are always wanting more. When we think we're not enough, we're always thinking we need to be someone else. Rather than trusting the story, trusting the potential that is in our hands, and trusting the provider of that gift. We've talked over the last couple of months about trusting the story. Wherever we are in that story, whether we think we're in a chapter right now which isn't looking so good, we still trust the story, and there is potential in each and every story today to have a kingdom impact. What we have, our resource, our time, who we are, has the potential to impact when we sow and when we trust. When we give, who we are, when we don't wait until we have more, when we understand who we are, and that has potential. But in the stepping out, we're trusting who? We're trusting God, who gives every gift to us. Amen. On this whole idea of generosity, I think I've told this story before, but there's many people who maybe haven't heard the story. A couple of years ago, I was walking into my house, and over a couple of days, I wondered why there were coins leading to my door. At first, I thought it was someone from church has seen that maybe I need my hair cut, or maybe I'm looking a bit slim, so I need a bit more food. So I thought maybe people are giving me just a couple of pounds to lead into the door. And I just didn't think much of it. I thought, okay, maybe someone's just losing it. But they were literally placed up our path to the pavement, to the road. And this was happening. And I noticed it a couple of weeks. And then one day, coming in from playgroup or school or whatever it was with Macy, and we run in, and I wonder why she then runs back out. And I just watch her. Rather than so often as parents, we're so busy on what we have to do next. Be like, come on, get in the house. We need to get dinner on, or you need to watch telly so I can check my work emails. But I took a moment to watch. Can I just, little caveat, as parents, let's not get too caught up on what's next. Let's live in the moment sometimes. Let's take a moment to talk through things. Take a moment to reflect with our kids and to spend time with them. But as I watched Macy, she actually was taking money from the hallway. It was probably my wallet, so we'll have that conversation after. But she was then putting it up the pavement to the road. And I said to her, I said, Macy, what are you doing? And she said, I'm putting money outside my house in case people who haven't got anything, they walk past and they can have some money. That's generosity. That's realizing that right now, especially at that time, Macy didn't know what you could buy with one penny or one pound. She didn't know the potential of each coin. But what she did know, that potential was not going to impact people's lives stuck in my wallet. That potential was only going to help people by, in her mind, putting it out on the pavement. Still has a value. That value is still a £1, whether it's in my wallet or in someone else's hands. But it has the potential to impact people's lives when we sow and we trust. Amen. I have £10 in my hand. So wherever you're sitting right now, okay, whether you were kids or whether you were ever adults, you can chat about this. You've got 30 seconds. If I was going to give you this £10 right now, what would you do with it? There's not a right or a wrong answer, okay? There's not a right or wrong answer. You've got 30 seconds. Talk amongst yourselves. If I give you this £10, what are you going to do with it? It could be buy a McDonald's. That's cool. I'm hungry. You can buy me a McDonald's. Okay. What would you do with this £10 in my hand? 10 more seconds, and then we're going to hear from some people. Sorry, Sam. I'm itching my microphone. 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Listen up, because you'll want to listen to this bit. Trust me. Okay. Because there's so many people, I'll do one in each section. I think that's how we'll do it. Go on, Ariane Wynn, tell me what your family would do. They would buy me a new shirt. I like it. I like it. Thank you. We'll have words after. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Charlie Attard.
Put it in the collection box.
Oh, he would put it in the offering box. I like it. I like it. Come on, Sardars. What would you do with my £10? You would put it in the rubbish bin. Oh, mother. Oh. Security, can we remove that lady, please?
They'll be changed.
Forever. They'll be changed, thank you. That is my mum, just so you know. So if after this message you want to thank someone, thank her. Thank you. Okay, let's go this section. Go on, Mace, because I always miss you out because you're my daughter. What would you do? Food and holiday. There's a lot of potential in this £10. Okay. Anyone in there? Oh, go on, Mr. Rob Davis. You will bless someone that needs it. Okay. There is some good thoughts there. Go on, Biebs. You still got your hand up. You would give me something. I like it. Okay, I think we got a winner. Okay, one last one, Willow. Give it. So you, Willow would give it to Gemma, who Gemma and a couple of the guys go out and feed the homeless weekly. And so you would get her to buy some stuff. That's really, really cool. So lots of answers there. And if you've got a good answer, come talk to me because I'd love to chat about it. But here, this £10, we've heard so many stories of what you would do with my £10. So much potential. But the reality is, if I just put that back in my pocket, or maybe I choose to do something of my own with it, maybe I'll choose to go get a McDonald's on the way home, that actually, the potential of that money is different. That potential right now is going in my pocket. And so often, we do that with the things that God gives us. So much we do that with our time, with our gifting, with our money. We go, there's so much potential, but sometimes we think it's only little. So even as Macy's saying, it go towards a holiday, I'm thinking, man, that hasn't got the potential to do that. You're not going to get a holiday. You'd be lucky if you get a Big Mac meal with that. But so often we look at the things we have and we actually don't realize that there is mass of the kingdom, that there is actually kingdom impact with every single pound, that if God wants Macy to spend £10 on a holiday to Mauritius, he'll work it out that we get to be on that flight to Mauritius. Why? Because we trust in God, not because the holiday company says it's actually £4,000, not £10. There is so much potential what we have. But I could put that in my pocket. I could throw it away. I could actually go, hey, I'm going to save it. And saving's good. Saving's really important. But you've said some really great things you would like to do with my £10. So much potential. And actually, like Willow, I would love to give you this £10 to do that. Let's give it up for Willow. Because there is so much potential in that £10. But my trust is not in the £10 to fulfill its potential. My trust is not in my gifting. My trust is not in the time I have to fulfill the potential. My trust is in God to do what he says he will do. Amen. With that gift, with that resource. And we'll bring this into a land now. There's some practical things we can do around generosity, what we can do with our resource, but maybe we'll touch on that another day. But our resource, who we are, has potential. It is the mass of the kingdom. Generosity, it takes a couple of these things. So as we're bringing this to a close, generosity takes trust. It takes trust in what you have and who you are is enough. And we're not trusting in what we have, we are trusting in God. The mass of the kingdom is that we are better together. The potential we have to see impact is together. So many of those things that people said they would do with that money involved other people. Willow could not see the potential with that £10 on her own. She has to actually bring someone else into the story. She needs to find Gemma and go, Gemma, here's £10 to buy something so you and the team can go bless some people in Newport City Centre on a Tuesday or a Thursday, whenever they're there. The mass of the kingdom is that we are better together, that we are called to be a generous people. It takes a step of faith, an action. The potential is in the doing. That £10, we can talk about it for potential. That list of the words, we could spend an hour on that, talking about that. But until we brought Kobe in and actually spoke them over, that's only when it had impact in his life. That £10 will only have the impact when we sow it into wherever we're sowing into, or we're buying whatever we're buying. It takes an action. It takes a doing. The obedience is not always logical. Generosity doesn't always make sense. The story of your life right now may not make sense. What God is calling you to do right now may not make much sense in worldly ways. But obedience and trusting the story and trusting God is key to this. Luke 5. This is where Jesus, where the disciples are out on a boat and they've been fishing for all night and they find no fish. And then Jesus comes and joins them on the boat and he basically says, hey, go back out on the lake, go into the deep and put your nets back in and you will catch some fish. I'm not being funny. If I've worked all night or if I've done something and then my wife comes in and goes, Gaz, I know you've been doing this all night, but if you just do it one more time, that's when you'll see the breakthrough. That's when you'll see the potential realized. I'll just go, Lois, do you know what? I'm tired. Do you know what? Stop talking nonsense. But those guys, it took an obedience and it took a trust in that what Jesus was saying was true. But it wasn't just about obeying the words, it was actually acting on them as well. It was pulling back out to the deep. It was casting the nets and going, God, we trust you. Jesus, we listen to you. Even though I may feel tired, even though it may not make much sense, I trust what you're saying and I'm going to do what you say. Finally, generosity won't always make sense, but that is the maths of the kingdom. That is kingdom principles. That is the principles of God. It's listening to Jesus. It's trusting and obeying. It's going, God, there is potential in my life that I am enough. I am enough because you have called me. I am enough because you say that I am loved, that I am chosen. That thing that you have given me, I may think it's little. The resource I have in my hand, I may think it's small. But when I trust your story, when I trust who you are, there is so much potential in it. I'm trusting you. So just as we worship right now, the guys are gonna pass the buckets and we're gonna take up our offering today. And can I encourage us that we are a generous people and we know we are. We are so thankful for a generous group of people. But today as we give, and I know many of us give online, but even as we're talking to our kids, as we're maybe sowing, let's realize that every single penny, every single pound has kingdom impact. It has potential to change people's lives. And that's not just money, that's our time, that's who we are, that it has potential to have eternal and kingdom impact. So the guys are gonna pass the buckets, and as they do that, we're gonna worship, we're gonna sing a song, and then we're gonna close the service. But be blessed, remember to trust the story. There is so much potential in each and every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, there is eternal impact. The buckets will go and the guys will help steward that. Be blessed.